and in the morning.
Morning. This is Colvin, College Park, Georgia.
Good morning. I didn't hear your name, but I did hear College Park, Georgia. We are so happy to have you with us this morning. Your name, are you calling?
Nicole from Milwaukee.
Good morning, Miss Nicole. God bless you on this fabulous Friday morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Candy, for holding down the fort. Appreciate each and every one of you on the Master's Call this morning as we celebrate Jesus and all that he's doing in our lives. As many are preparing for this July 4th weekend. Yesterday we had fun talking about freedom and what freedom is in Christ. And I trust you were blessed by yesterday's message. We're excited today as we know that God is on the throne, ruling and reigning and working all things together for our good. Now, we're going to go out to, I think it's Atlanta. Minister Kathy, are you to open prayer this morning?
No, Pastor Vanessa.
Yeah, oh, Amber, great. Prayer General, take it away. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. We're going to go to the throne room boldly in the time of prayer on this fantastic Friday. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we bow down and we worship you. And we thank you for another day that you have made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. And even on this Father God, weekend of independence, we thank you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And God, even though there was liberty naturally, God, but Jesus, when you came, Father God, you liberated each and every one of us as we came unto you with salvation. You gave us salvation. You died on the cross for our sins, Father God, that we might have life and that more abundantly, and to align ourselves up back with you in the kingdom of God. So God, we just thank you for Zoe, that life-giving word, God. We thank you for the anointing, Father God, that's on this call. God, we thank you for the power of the Spirit of the breakthrough anointing and the breaker anointing that will shift this atmosphere to be conducive to your presence and to your Shekinah glory by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, baptize us with the fire of what you bring forth in Jesus' name. We get under the covering of the early riser, Father God, and take rulership and sonship, Father God, to the third heavens, closing the gates of the second heaven. And God, you're having your way in the earth realm, God. God, we thank you for your manifest presence for the Master's morning call, Father God. How you have given it to Pastor PK and Dr. Vanessa, Father God, even before the foundations of the world, but you stirred it up in their spirit October 25th to bring forth, Father God, what you have for the people. God, we know that salvation, deliverance, healing, Father God, financial breakthroughs, Father God, whatever people need on today, by your word, it will penetrate the atmosphere in the people. God, we thank you for the host, Father God, and the people of God that bring forth the word of God. We thank you for the angels that are ascending and descending on our behalf. We thank you for your blood covering that covers us, Lord. We thank you for, Father God, artists and the founders and everyone that's attached to artists and anyone that is not, Lord. We bless them and their business and whatever you have set up for them, because it's about seeking you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord. We come against any diabolical assignment in the airways, Father God. God, we veto and cancel and assassinate, Lord. We come against the head of the boar constricting, Father God, spirit, Lord, that tries to suck up or do anything concerning any one of these individuals on the call as well as this call. God, we thank you for the word of God that will come forth mightily with your power, burden removing, yoke destroying power, and the word will go forth, Father God, through the vessel that you're using on today. Father God, bless them, saturate them, use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, it is so. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, 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 Prayer General. We thank you for strategically aligning the heavens with prayer on this fabulous Friday morning. We so appreciate Minister Amber, the God in you. Well, welcome, 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 Master Call family. We're excited about Jesus. We're excited about this day. for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are so glad in it. And as you are an eagle gathering on this call each and every morning, we so appreciate you. God gave us a mission statement as we began this journey to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, and we are confident that with his presence each and every morning, we are being enriched, we are being saturated with the word and having our hearts marinated with his presence so that we're enhanced to go out and influence and infect our surroundings, add to it, bring others into the kingdom, be that living epistle. And we're empowered because the gifts of God are being stirred up each and every morning. And we're just excited that the Lord has allowed this call to be a platform to get the job done. The scripture he has given us to stand on this mission can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We want to always keep our prayers, our minds, our words aligning with the word and keep them before God. So we're excited again about each and every one of you on the line this fabulous Friday morning. We also want to direct you to our website where there is such a rich arsenal of messages that you can just click on the different links at your convenience, and I assure you your hearts will be blessed with the word of God. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and avail yourself to the many, many messages and ministers who give of their time and surrender to the flowing of the Holy Ghost to speak through them to minister to our hearts each and every day. We also have an email address where we know our other mandate is to pray, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And at the end of this call today on Fridays, we like to take time after the call is over and receive your prayer request. We consider it an honor to go before God and bombard heaven with your requests, armed with the word, knowing that our Lord hears and answers prayer. So at the conclusion of our call, being timely at 7:30 Central Standard, those who want to stay on the line are welcome, and we will take your prayer request at that time. Our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we're encouraging you to avail yourself and go and write us and let us hear from you. Let us know that you're out there and you appreciate what God is doing in us and through us. And for those of you who are part of our Artist International family, we so love and esteem you and praise God for that thread that God used to knit all of our hearts together. So if you would please remember to go to your website and read and avail yourself to all the many promotions and activities that we have going on. We're just excited that the end of the month was extended. So we want to just believe God for his favor as we produce his fruit, being his minister in the marketplace. And for those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists International, we welcome you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and learn about this awesome God-ordained, God-anointed, God-owned, family-owned Christian company, Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family. I'm looking to see, and I do not see, but she may be on the line. Is Dr. Joyce on the line this morning? Dr. J, I know she was traveling. Is she on the line this morning? All righty. You know, I'm prepared in season and out of season. So we're going to go on and go to the word. I do have a word of the Lord for you this morning. I'm just always excited to be a teacher, surrender to always saying what God says about us. And in this weekend of freedom, of celebration, I'm always big about us remembering what it's all about. The birthday of America represents people sacrificing and coming to America so that they could worship our Lord and Savior freely. And even though the propaganda has increased over the years, the truth of the matter is they came so that they would have the right to choose to freely worship God. And so we have the mind of Christ to freely choose to serve him and to be a blessing to others. And I'm going to speak briefly this morning on I'm blessed by God to be a blessing. I'm blessed by God to be a blessing. You're blessed by God to be a blessing. You're not blessed. I'm not blessed just to say I'm blessed, but I'm blessed. I'm a tool. I'm a vehicle. I'm a conduit to be Jesus' hands extended to be a blessing to others. And I subtitled it like I always do, being his hand in our marketplace of ministry. Being his hand in our marketplace of ministry. We have to remember that for many people, we are the only Jesus that they're going to see, and they need to see us live the life that exemplifies through the up, through the down, through the in and the out, that Jesus is the Lord of our life. We all should desire to be a blessing even more than to be blessed. Let me say that again. We all should desire to be a blessing even more than to be blessed. In other words, we should have the heart of Christ, and we talked about being a servant leader earlier, that we should always want to be ready to bless somebody else and not always looking for someone to always have to bless us. Well, let's get on the same page this morning. What does it mean to be blessed? What does it mean to be blessed? The English-speaking church chose to use the word blessed as a translation for eulogetos, and the Greek, and it actually means eulogy. Some of y'all know eulogy, and eulogy is literally good word. And we often think of that only in the time of a homegoing ceremony where someone says good things about someone who has passed on. But really, we should be speaking blessings over others all the time. It also means to praise, to celebrate with praises, to invoke blessings. We always want to be that source. So it's important to remember that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you and I are blessed by God to be a blessing, to be his hands extended. Many of us today sincerely know that we don't often go out of our way to always represent. We're always like, well, what you going to do for me? What have you done for me lately? No, that's the attitude of the world, and that's not the attitude of Christ. So when we talk about being blessed this morning, and we're going to talk about first that you're a blessing to all the lives around you. You should seek each and every day to be a blessing to others, willing to do now what others won't do, so that you can enjoy and have many blessings later that others won't have. What do you mean by that, Pastor? It means you put seeds in the ground in your spiritual bank account. You sow seeds knowing that when you need a withdrawal, the Heavenly Father will pour back even more favor to you. When you go around planting the seeds of hope, of encouragement, of love to others, then you will know that God will be a blessing to you. And God, when you have need of your withdrawal, that there will always be more than enough in your spiritual bank account. When you are willing, see, because half of being a blessing is our attitude. That determines the altitude of our harvest, that we're willing to always be his hands extended. Isaiah 1:19 says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. When I talk about being blessings, God always deals with me about the motives of your heart, why we do what we do. Are you doing it because it's the right thing to do? Because many times people bless you, but there's a long string attached so they can jerk on you when they need to. No, we give freely. We sow freely into the hearts of others, knowing that God is our source to bless us back. So have a mindset that you want to be a blessing to others. Make up your mind that you're going to always be that person who's an encourager. So many times we in America and in the world, we've been conditioned to look for negative, to speak what's wrong. CNN, constant negative news. News almost every day is mainly negative. And if we don't watch it because we're in this world but not of this world, we often can find ourselves siding with what's, when we look at the glass, we always see it as half empty instead of speaking the blessings of God filling it back up. When we're choosing to be a blessing, when we're choosing to be Jesus' hands extended, when we're choosing to be the light in dark places, some things we just don't need to say. Some conversations we don't need to participate in. Some things, words, our words have power we don't need to even release into the atmosphere. Gonna say amen or oh me this morning. Because when you're gonna be a blessing, you're coming to lift up. You're coming to encourage. You're coming to take people to a better place in God. We're talking this morning about being a blessing. I'm blessed by God to be a blessing. And when you're blessed by God to be a blessing, and when God blesses you so that you are that living epistle. What do you mean by that, Pastor Vanessa? Well, I mean that God needs some testimonies in the land. God has to have some examples for others to see that children of God can be blessed. Sometimes we look around and we think only the wicked or the corrupt seem to be leading the way on being blessed, and that the children of God are not living out or fulfilling their covenant promises. And we have to understand that God wants us to be blessed so that there is a testimony, that we've walked through some tests, and we are not just at the money complaining, but we've gone on to that place, that wealthy place that Isaiah talks about, that we are blessed of God, that we are favored of God, and we're blessed so that people can see, so that when you go in situations, when you go places, you are that light in dark places. You didn't compromise your morals. You didn't compromise the word of God. You didn't get down dirty and do some of the strategies that we know are not of God. So when people get a chance to see someone being blessed who gives Jesus Christ all the glory, the honor, and the praise, that in itself is a blessing to others, and it encourages people's hearts when they see those of us who are blessed giving the Lord the credit, the glory, the honor, and all of the praise, and meaning it. Remember, Jesus came to this earth to model for us how to walk out Christianity. So we need to be models for others to see, wow, the blessed are not just on, there used to be a show on years ago called The Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous. Nowadays they got a kind of ghetto substitution called Cribs, but we want us to be blessed. God does not mind his people being blessed, and I often have to crucify that sacred cow. God doesn't want you poor and lowly. You can't help nobody else if you can't barely help yourself. God doesn't mind us having money. What God minds is when money has us. The verse in Timothy doesn't say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. We want to be blessed. We want to be financially secure. We want to be healthy in our body. We want to be have the wisdom of God in our mind, to be a blessing so that you are a living testimony of the goodness of God in the land of the living. And then thirdly, God wants us to be blessed because we are his distribution center when we are a blessing of God. Again, you can't give what you don't have. You know, a lot of times we want to bless people and all we can do is pray. And prayer is very important. But God wants you to pray and then do some other things besides just pray. See, Jesus prayed every morning. He went to the Lord, to his Father, and to see what his Father had to say. Then he got off of his knees and did that other four-letter word, the work of the gospel. See, he sought the mind of Christ, and then he got up and did the work of the kingdom. And so with our blessings, we can be the distribution to help those who need our help. All of us go through a valley experience sometimes. All of us go through a time where we need others to reach out and be our blessing with just words of encouragement, or to meet us with grocery, or to meet us at the hospital, or to meet us with financial, whatever the need is, it allows us to be his distribution of goodness. That's what we are. You know, see yourself as a holy octopus that you got arms out there all the time, because not taking, but I'm giving. And not always open to receive, but here, let me just bless you. And something I started years ago that one of my mentors taught me way back in my Spelman days was to do what we call random acts of kindness. And what do I mean by that? Literally, I mark it on my day timer because life can get so busy. I try to do things, send little emails, and then sometimes do things where it's in no way possible the person can return the favor. I do it where I know that they sometimes will never know who did it. Why? Because I want to plant those seeds in that heavenly bank account. I want someone to know, especially when you pray for someone and God's put it on your heart to go do something. Now, you got to pray, now go to the grocery store and bless them with the grocery. That's what they need for those five babies. God's blessed you. And now go down to the nursing home and just sit there and read for an hour or two. They just need somebody to talk to. God's blessed you. Go out and witness to some lost folks, because you're the answer to some mother's prayers. It's been praying for a laborer to come across her child's path so they'll know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. See, we are the answers to someone's prayer when we get in the posture of being a blessing. And I love to have fun with it, because it blesses you to know that you met the needs of someone else. And your motives are pure, but that you wanted the kingdom of God to be enhanced, the kingdom of God to be empowered. When we are blessings, when we are kingdom builders, coming with our bricks to build up the kingdom of God, to make it stronger, to make it more fortified, then the world knows and we know who we are, but more importantly, we know whose we are. I'm blessed by God to be a blessing, being his hands in our marketplace of ministry. And for those of us who are in Artists International or whatever you may be in, your vocation that you're in, when God has you in a place, and for some of us, you're praying hard to get out of that place. You're tired of there. Everybody's a heathen. You know, I always tell our ministry, and they laugh at me when I say it, but I say it for a very strategic reason. All of us need a few good heathens in our lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said. All of us need a few good heathens in our life, because it's a balance and a reality check of how much the world still needs Jesus. It's a reality check that you still have a job to do of witnessing to others. Today is July 1st, and many of you on this line have not witnessed to one person this year. Gone on to say amen or oh me. You have not shared the gospel with anybody, but you've been ready to cuss out somebody who got your parking place on your way to church or took your seat, but you have not gone to the lost to be that blessing to answer someone's prayer. And our biggest assignment, it's not the great suggestion, it's the great commission in Matthew 9:38, that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Are you going to be a laborer to be God's hands extended today? In this weekend of freedom, are you going to pay the price that many prayed before you? Many of you are African Americans on this line. And some folks died so you could vote. Some folks died so you could have an equal opportunity. Some folks sacrificed everything they had for your equality. And we don't even turn around and pay it forward in Jesus' name. Yeah, we need to repent today, and besides just doing barbecue and celebrating with friends, all that's good. But make sure you're purposing to be a blessing today. Make sure you're purposing on point, on purpose, to be Jesus' hands extended. Make sure you're asking God, what would you have me do today to be a blessing so somebody to know that you are Lord today. Then we're doing what God has brought us all here to do. We're being blessed by God so that we can be his blessing. And for those of us who are called, and this is a season of the marketplace. If you're wondering why did she keep saying that, in the wind of the Spirit, those of you who have ears to hear, hear. God is not so busy about us bringing folks to the four walls of a church. We are the church. And in the marketplace, they need the church. Some will never go to our place of worship on Sunday. We must bring it to them. If you study your Bible, Jesus didn't hang out in the synagogue. He was in the byways and the highways, and this is a dispensation. This is a season. This is an era where we are ministers in the marketplace, letting God's light so shine. Today, decide and decree over yourself, I am blessed by God to be a blessing, being his hands in our marketplace of ministry. Amen and amen. Back to you, Amber. Who is closing us out in prayer so we can just go right into prayer?
Hello? Pastor Vanessa?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Praise God. Is Robin? Oh, Robin had to go to a meeting. So
okay.
I'll have, is Prophetess Kathy on the phone?
Kathy, all you have to do is hit star six. Yeah, she's on the line. There you go, Kathy.
Me? I'm in a kind of a loud place. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for the opportunity to come in. And we've heard your word today, God. It has convicted our hearts, Lord God, to be your ministers in the marketplace. And so we ask, Lord God, that this word would deal within us, oh God, and that we would not vary from it. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have asked for prayer. They've asked for us to stand in the gap on their behalf. Father, we do that right now in the name of Jesus. Those, oh God, Marie Preston, that came on the line talking about ailments in her body, we bind and rebuke the enemy now in the name of Jesus. And we say, spirit of infirmity, you have to leave her body in Jesus' name, because she is already healed by the stripes of Jesus. And Father, we just praise you and give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that you are in control. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that supplies all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you, your word already declared, God, that wealth and riches are in our house, Lord God. And we thank you today for supplying all the needs of everyone on this phone line today. Those that have told us to pray for their children, Father, we hold them up before you now. Thank you that you're the God that saves. You're the God that delivers. You're the God that set free. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, as we go out this weekend. Bless us, Lord God. Bless every member of the artist family as they choose to work their business this weekend. I thank you, oh God, that you're putting people in their path, Lord God, that can minister to, not just share the product, but minister to their lives, Lord God, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Call those, God, to be evangelists, Lord God, as we go about our day, representing you in every way. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that is with us and in our situation. And today, God, we make you bigger than anything that we might be going through. God, we say that you be magnified today. You be glorified today. And we honor you and praise you and give you all the glory. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for first lifting up the prayer request and sealing that word in your hearts and your minds and your spirits, that as we enjoy this weekend, let's enjoy Jesus and share the gospel of Yah, the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Minister Amber, for opening up the call today and leading us and literally commanding the heavens so that the word of God could freely go forth. And I trust you were blessed by the word that came forth. So we want to do our benediction, and for those who want to stay on the line and have prayer requests, we encourage you to do so, because we know, and as, like I said, that is our assignment and that is our honor to pray for the people of God, the family of God, for our master call family. And those who are leaving, we speak the blessings, the favor, the protection of God on you this July 4th weekend. We will be here on Monday. We will be here and invite family and friends to join in and listen. For many of you all that will not be working, who haven't had a chance, tell them so they can be on the line on Monday. And we encourage you now to go out and submit and obey to the call on your life from the Master, being his minister in the marketplace. And for those who want to stay and have a prayer request, our Q&A is open. And all you have to do is hit *6 if you have a prayer request. Not sure if Willa is on the line, if she could be our scribe. I know Kathy said she was in a noisy place to take down our prayer requests. Don't see her on now. Amber, I see your name. If you could please be jotting down our prayer requests as we go through them. And I see Indiana on the line, Sister Henderson at 317-506. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Jackie, Indiana.
Good morning, Miss Jackie.
Good morning. Good morning to all. I'd like to request prayer for my daughter. My daughter is the mother of three children, and right now her mind is in a very wrong place, very wrong place. So I ask that you pray for her and pray that what she's going through now, that it be lifted off of her. She has a wrong spirit that's on her right now, and I just request that you pray for her that, you know, she will come back to the teachings of the Word. She was brought up in the Word. She knows the right way, but she's not traveling in that direction. So if
What's
you could pray for my
Jackie?
Daughter. Her first name is Latresa, and we refer to her as Teresa.
Latresa. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we will definitely honor the prayers of a mother and stand in the gap and pray and speak over her that 1 Corinthians 2:16, that she has the mind of Christ. Thank you very much for that prayer request. And down to Houston, Texas, to the north side of town, our beloved Marie, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I first thank God for the day and for the call as usual and for the prayer warriors. I was on the phone yesterday, but I didn't mention my name. I got on, but I guess I got somewhat of a script throat in a sense. But Wednesday evening, I was riding with my sister, so she had a wreck. So I wanted you to pray for my sister Georgie. She got hit sideways in a car, and I was riding with her, so her face is swollen on one side. She tried to get me to go to the doctor. I told her, no, I'm not hurt at all. I thank God for that I didn't get hurt in that car, but I'm still a little under the weather because I got a strep throat here this morning, and I went to court yesterday, done two different courts, and as going to court with Sylvia, they still are leaving her kids in a home as of right now. Then the jury tried to give us another case, so we want to pray for Sylvia and her kids, and now they're trying to give me another group of women, me and my team. They want us to take on another family with five babies. This girl is 29, so we want to pray for her and her family. And just pray that I get better here this weekend, because I'm not stopping. I ain't trying to let the devil stop me with nothing. I'm going to be all right. That's what I'm going to say. So just pray for my family here.
And could you go on and announce again your upcoming event at the end of this month?
Okay, it's at the 21st through the 24th, the Elite Ladies of Expression. We are having a conference, and it's going to be here in Houston at the Doubletree Hotel. It starts on the 21st, and it ends on the 24th. It's going to be We're gonna have speakers coming in. Dr. Henderson is our keynote speaker, so she will be in here on that Thursday night, and she'll be leaving out that Saturday. So we're having a get together on Thursday. Friday we're having a conference. Friday night we're having a banquet. Saturday we're having a picnic, and Sunday we'll worship together, and they'll go back to their quiet places. So I'm encouraging everybody that can come. We'd love to have you in the house. And if you can't come, you lift us up in prayer. And if you look at us and look at our website, you can go to our website and look at the Women of Freedom, and you can see what we're all about and what we're doing. And our website is www.EliteLadiesOfExpressionInc.org. One more time, www.EliteLadiesOfExpressionInc.org. And if they want any more information, Doc, they can give me a call. My cell phone number is 832-231-5273.
832-231-5273.
Okay?
Amen. Thank and we will definitely
have a
be
praying. Too.
Okay, you get some rest.
Yeah.
Get some rest.
I can't quit right now. I got to go. I got to get up from here, get ready. I got to go to a funeral at 11 o'clock. Got to be there.
Wow.
And then got to go to the office because I got a definitely important meeting there. So I can't stop, even though I know I need to stop, but I can't stop right now. I got to act like it ain't going on and keep going.
What's your sister name again?
Georgie Daniels.
Okay, Georgie. Okay, and mm-hmm. The young lady that's 29, you didn't have
Sylvia.
Her name. She just no.
Sylvia.
Did okay? Did you say you were getting another family though?
Yeah, we getting another family. The judge wanted us to take her and her five kids yesterday. So I told her, let me get back with my group, and I will
okay.
get back with her on Tuesday and let her know whether we could take on that second family because. You know, we're doing everything out of our pocket, and we got to commit to it. Once we commit to it, then that means we got to split and go different ones, got to go different ways. So I will
okay.
get back with them on Tuesday, so I will let y'all know on Tuesday whether we're going to accept that family. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And as you all can hear what she's doing with the courts, and that's good when they turn to a Christian organization to help these people. That's what I mean about we're being blessed to be a blessing. Please continue to lift her up in prayer. And you know that's the enemy attacking her body because she's doing such a important frontline ministry, her and her family and friends, the Elite Ladies of Expression. And I am so honored to serve on that board with her. So definitely we want to keep that upcoming event in your prayers and keep her body and her activities in prayer. Is there anybody else? I don't see anybody else in queue. Before we end the call and just seal the call in prayer. Are there any prayer requests in prayer? Okay, well, what we have so far is Sister Jackie to pray for her daughter, Tricia, who's the mother of three children, and her mind is in a wrong place, and we're praying for the mind of Christ and for the deliverance in her heart and mind, too. And then we just heard from Marie, and pray for her sister, Georgie, who, when they were in the car wreck on Wednesday, and has a swollen face, and to pray for Marie's strep throat that she'll feel better. And we do praise God, a praise report that Sylvia, when they went to court Wednesday, was able to still keep the kids yesterday, and to put the five kids, and to pray about God's wisdom with the upcoming kids that and mother and children that she'll be speaking on next Tuesday. So, and pray and cover, lastly, her event that's coming up at the end of the month. And, oh, we got some more people. Okay. 414-429.
Vivian Lee.
Good morning, Vivian. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great.
Prayer for a friend at church. She was telling me that they seen some kind of spot on her breast that she's got to go and have biopsy for it. So I would like prayer for her.
What's her first name?
Lovey Davis.
Okay, we just need the first name, Lovey. Okay. Who has spots on her breast?
Yes. She's going for a biopsy to see if it's cancerous. So
okay.
I just want to pray that everything's fine. Also, my brother, he is doing better, but he went to the doctor on Monday, and they told him that there's nothing else they can do for him.
And is this Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay.
There's nothing else they can do for him, but they're giving him a pill for radiation or whatever. They're not going to be doing any more chemo or anything because they said they can do nothing for him anymore. But he's doing good. He's outside washing his car and kind of driving it and stuff. And before, he wasn't doing anything, just going back and forth to the hospital.
Okay, well, we'll be praying because the great Surgeon General Jesus still is Jehovah Rapha.
So that's what I would like prayer for.
Okay. Well, we would definitely lift your brother Nathaniel up in prayer to be prayed for, pray for healing, total healing from the cancer. And then next we have 708-214. Is that Evangelist? Is that you?
That's Evangelist Gwen on the line.
How are you this morning?
Yeah. Hallelujah, everybody. I'm so glad to be a, get a chance to get in here and believe God with all those who have already said their prayer requests, and I'm putting mine in. I've been telling some of the prayer warriors. I'm on my way to the oncologist this morning. I know the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus is above cancer. They have told me I have an invasive, which is an aggressive form of cancer, and I was just using God's wisdom because now I have my family listening to this call in the morning. And hallelujah. I have not had a family meeting with them as of yet. I've only told one person in my family because God is already doing some great and mighty works through this sickness. So it is not unto death, and it is going to be eradicated by the blood of Jesus. So just be standing with me as this biopsy has shown two aggressive cancers, just like my sister who said about the spotting. But we're believing the blood of Jesus for wisdom. I'm asking for wisdom because I have to make some decisions within this month. So I'm putting it with people who I know have the power of prayer and lift up my son who's making some decisions to move to another state. So if you all would lift him up, his name is Renard. They tell him to wait for me. Almost got left. Okay. I'm in a moving place right now. So.
So what was your son's first name again, please?
Hold on one second. Let me get you off of here. Renard Beatty. Renard.
Okay, that's right. I remember that now. Okay, we're praying for Renard's decision about moving.
Right. He's looking to be moving to the Atlanta area. And he'll be traveling for 2 weeks to Florida. He and his family will be there for vacation. So I'm asking for God's traveling grace over him. And that God will give me the time and to release this to them with much wisdom and prayer.
All righty. We got you covered, Evangelist Gwen. And thank you so much for calling in. It is always an honor to hear your voice. We're going to go on and pray for all of our prayer requests and know that God has already heard and is answering the prayers. But and even for those of you who didn't get a chance to call in this morning, Father God, I just so thank you for you giving us this opportunity to pray, you giving us the mind to pray, you giving us the heart and the discipline to pray. We love you, Lord, and with each and every one of these prayer requests for Jackie, we send the word of healing to her daughter's mom. We curse the assignment of the enemy with spirits of confusion and just spirits that are not of God that would try to frustrate, confuse, and distract her daughter into places that do not line up with your word and your will for her as a mother and the protection of her three children. We just thank you that truly what the devil is meant for bad, God, you are going to do your Genesis 50, verse 20. you're going to turn it around for your glory and for Jackie's daughter, Latricia's good. We lift up our dear sister, Marie Preston. We thank you for her heart for God and his people. We pray for the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her sister Georgie's face and the swelling. We speak to every muscle, every tissue, every cell in her face. And we command you, by the authority given to us as believers, for that to light up and return back to normalcy even now. We pray for Sylvia that if she's able to still keep her kids, that she will have a change on the inside, a determination, a deliverance, so that she is the Proverbs 31 mother. We speak it over her, in her, right now. We send the word of healing to Marie's throat. Strep throat, you're a name, and you have to bow to the name of Jesus. We speak wisdom to her in her busy, busy schedule. Father, we're all so busy. Give us the balance. Multiply our rest. I'm speaking to myself too, Father, and I just thank you that healing comes for her, even right now, to those to that infection. We call it dissolved now in Jesus' name. We lift up Elite Ladies of Expression. We thank you for this ministry that you birthed out of Marie's loins. We call it highly favored. We call it blessed of the Lord. And as they prepare for this upcoming conference, I thank you that a spirit of excellence will be on everything they do. Draw the people in now. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, put the intercessors on post to bathe this conference in prayer so that you, the seeds of righteousness, deliverance, healing, compassion will be planted in the hearts of all those who attend. And we thank you, Father, as we pray for Vivian's brother, Nathaniel. Cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. And, Father, you are the great surgeon. You are the great healer. And we thank you that when man says he cannot do anything, oh, God, you always step in and do everything. So we thank you that we send the word, and I send the word of peace to Vivian's spirit. Even right now, cloak her with the shalom peace of God. We pray for her friend Lovey, who has had spots on her breast. We speak healing. Father, let that be a miracle in the making. Eradicate out of her body its trespassing of all those cells that are not like you. Ah, we speak the healing of Jesus, the balm of Gilead. And for our dear beloved evangelist Gwen, ah, we thank you that even in her traveling to the doctor right now, Father, her faith is firm. Her confession is strong. We speak to her body now. Those spots of the breast cancer, you are a name and you must bow, must. We don't ask, we don't beg, but we decree and declare that you are leaving her body right now in the name of Jesus. We send the word. We send the word of healing to her now, the Jehovah Rapha, even giving her the Sophia wisdom of God as she speaks with her doctors, the godly counsel. You said in Proverbs 11:14 that in a multitude of counsel, there is safety. We're praying for her son, Renard, his decision about moving to Atlanta, the traveling mercies over the holidays as he's traveling to Florida and other places. Let the garrisons of ministry angels encamp around him as he travels, Father. I just thank you that you're giving Gwen the wisdom of God as she discusses with her family what she's going through, and that there will be support, there will be unity. Father, she's always been the pillar for everyone else. Now let the family get in their place and be the pillar for her. And for the unspoken prayer requests that are still out there, those who have a request and have not spoken it. Oh, we thank you, God, that we know that you are meeting the prayer. We continue to lift up Minister E. David Roberts, and we send that word of healing to Colorado Springs. We send that word of restoration to his body. We speak to that colon, be clean, be healed, be whole in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for peace for Dr. PK in this time of transition for celebration. Oh, I thank you for your faithfulness for an awesome ceremony this past Wednesday. And now as she walks through into a new place in you, give her direction, guidance, peace. Be their provider in their new place, Father. Let your presence just engulf their new home. We just thank you, Spirit of the Living God, for every prayer, every petition, every need be met from this Master's Call family. We thank you, God, that these are miracles in the making. And the praise reports we speak that they shall come. So now as we leave this call, we know that we are blessed to be a blessing, that if we are your ministers in the marketplace, that we in this time of family, of fellowship, and plenty of food, that we will still be your glory carriers, where the glory of the Lord will shine out of us and people will want to know what is it about us, and we will witness that Jesus, you are Lord. So we seal this time of intercession and prayer, and we thank you, God, because it is all about you on this Master's Call, that we will have a blessed weekend until we meet again on Monday of this time of freedom. We'll ask for the true freedom in you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. You all go out and have a blessed day. Thank God for each and every one of you. Minister Amber, thank you for being my scribe today. And we'll see you all on July 4th, bright and early, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Have a blessed weekend and be submitted and obedient to that call of the Master on your life. Go out now and be his minister in the marketplace. Blessings. Bye-bye.